League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Whether I be Nautica or Ralph, been a ton of Calvin, been around the world and I still ain't found that I ain't had yet, cause I got the access, offshore address, surf like Lapras.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
918 on the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Well, we've got Clay Hensley joining us here on ESPN. He's working for AT&T Sports, not Southwest. We've seen a bunch on the post-game show, and he's joining us here to talk about our Astros. Agree or disagree, Clay, that was the best win of the year last night?
Man, that was pretty close, I think, to probably being the best one of the year. Hey, it's been a short season so far, but... so far it's got to be the win of the year. I mean, without a doubt, like coming back like that in the eighth and then banging it out in the ninth, man, that was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh my goodness. Down 6-1. This team just has the clutch gene. You know, in the seventh inning, here's the problem, Clay. They struggle to put innings. I mean, they'll put an inning together and then like seven or eight innings, you get just absolutely nothing. We got that last night for seven innings, Bregman's homer in the first and then nothing. And then they put together a couple of innings in a row. This team does struggle to put some merry-go-rounds on in innings as opposed to just scoring in bunches.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, look, I think that you got to think about this. I mean, look, and he's going to be back this weekend with Altuve, you know, out of that lineup. He's such a big dynamic in this lineup with what he does leading off. You know, it really does provide so much protection for the rest of the lineup because, look, at the end of the day, whenever you got a guy like Altuve leading off, he goes out there. He's a guy that's a threat that can, you know, change the game in one swing of the bat, ambush you at the beginning of the game to, you know, take a game 1-0 right out the gate. It changes the dynamic of how you pitch the rest of that lineup. And, you know, furthermore, whenever you go deeper in that lineup and start going down 2, 3, 4, and 5 whole hitters with Altuve leading off, you do have to kind of pitch to these guys also because you can't keep just – you can't pitch around guys because the next guy has the threat to be able to, you know, change the game again with the one swing of the bat. So these guys, you know, throughout the lineup force you to throw strikes to them. You know, and typically I think, you know, look, well, not typically, but historically speaking, you look at this team can hit. You know, that's the bottom line. There's just injuries that are kind of plagued. Just, you know, they got the injury bug going on right now. You know, at the same time, there's also some guys that have, like, stepped up and, you know, been big surprises, obviously, for Houston. That's going to be a good problem for Dusty Baker to have, you know, whenever you do have Altuve come back. Yep. But, yeah, I honestly, I think that this might have been the catalyst to kind of get these guys going.
You know, you're kind of in a tough spot because I don't know that you – I mean, you work for the team, so you – or you work for the broadcast station. Right. And, you know, I don't know how openly you can talk about this, but – It's been talked about how Jake Meyers is playing, and maybe Jake Meyers could be – you could use him as trade bait. You got Corey Lee because of Yiner Diaz doing what he's doing. Maybe Corey Lee is somebody. And, yeah, that's all true. But as John and I kind of pointed out, you know, having depth is actually – you can't just look to move everyone because you're having some difficulties or some guys have been injured in the outfield, first base, and playing great. Your starting pitchers have had injuries. Sometimes you have to let the long season play out and you have to maintain depth because that is an unsung part of being a good team is being able to withstand difficult times.
Well, no, I 100% agree with you on that note. You know, and that's what's going to be one of the things that's going to be tough for some of the players that kind of end up, you know, look, not by performance base or anything like that, but purely by, like, you know, a veteran guy that, you know, a mainstay coming off the DL or the injured reserve list and coming back and having to get pushed down or pushed out of the spot. But, you know, you hit the nail on the head right there. You do have to maintain that depth. I think that this point of the season is not a time where everybody, you know, where you want to go out and start trading away guys because guys are hurt and they're playing well at the big league level and they've put up some good numbers so far. that does create a lot of value, though, on the trade market. So it is one of those things that I'm, you know, they're obviously going to be thinking of, but I think that's going to be, see how the season plays out towards, you know, when you start to get towards the trade deadline. And at that point, then you got to ask yourself as a team, you know, do we have enough depth to make a trade on some of these guys that have been performing at the big league level to potentially go out and get, you know, what, you know, another starter if it's needed, or somebody in the bullpen, or even another bat. So it's a good problem to have, but I agree with you on that. You have to maintain the depth throughout the long season.
Well, it'd be nice to get somebody at the top of the rotation. I don't want to just go get a fourth or fifth starter. I'm looking at the list right now. Clay Hensley with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That includes guys who might be a trade bait.
A ton of White Sox.
Yep. Dylan Cease and Lucas Giolito among them, along with Jack Flaherty. They've struggled some this season already, but you know those guys are big potential. The question is, do you give up that depth, those young guys that you've got coming up, to win again here?
Well, I think you have to. You know, I think, look, at the end of the day, the reality is, whenever you have a team that has the ability to win multiple titles in a row, you know, it's like a 5-year run. And, you know, like from what I've seen, it usually goes around 5 years. Now, the thing is if you have to go and get somebody right now because you want to get rid of some of that depth, and that's what it takes, then so be it, right? Because then you'll cross the bridge down the road, I think, of going to get younger guys or trading for some other guys down the road. But right now, you got to win now. You can't really expect to, you know, try to push some things aside or not make a trade because you're worried about, like, well, we got to wait the next couple of years. Because you know what? I mean, the stars all have to align for you to get in the postseason. You got to be healthy. You got to have the right guys. You got to have everybody playing at the same time. And, you know, that doesn't happen very often. And I think that's one of the things with Houston. Everybody's kind of gotten used to them winning, which is great. But the reality of it is, I mean, like, this stuff that does have a shelf life. And hopefully it's not for a long time. But that being said, you still got to go out and do what you got to do to win this year.
Yep. We got Clay Hensley with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, Abreu's been a huge topic of conversation for the fan base. Dusty's dropped him from 4 to 5, which is nice. He's given in to lefty-lefty. Yeah, he has given in. He's given in to the lefty-lefty thing. But, you know, even at the 5 spot with the way that he's hitting, you know, Dusty really respects veteran players. But at what point do you say it's just hurting the team to have him up above other guys who should be up more times in the lineup?
Well, look, I think a guy like that with what he's done in his, you know, that's on his resume, you got to keep giving him the opportunity. Look, you went out, you got him, you made a push for him, you invested in him. You know, you got to let that investment pay off. It's one of those things with baseball that, you know, it's a long term investment, right? It's not something, you know, if it pays dividends early on, great. You know, that's a huge win. But at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be about the whole body of work throughout the season. So, you know, I think like with a guy like that, from a fan standpoint, I can understand that. Everybody's like, you know, why is this guy here? Should be having some other guys with better production in the lineup. But the thing is, from a team, you don't want to give up on a guy too early. And you know, like I said, the team made an investment bringing him over. And I think that, you know, I think he's going to probably start to smooth out here as the season goes on. And look, when it comes August, September, and he's banged out, you know, 20 home runs, 25 home runs by then, I don't think we're going to be really complaining about today.
No, Clay Hensley joins us right now and part of the Astros coverage, former Major League pitcher. Hey, curious what your thoughts are on some of these players now getting caught with sticky substances. It was funny, as soon as they started checking, we saw very few players get caught, and then we saw Scherzer caught with something in the glove. We just saw Herman got caught and suspended for 10 games the same way that Scherzer was. Are we starting to see, are Major League umpires figuring out a different way that maybe players are starting to starting to hide some things to get advantages? Because this is baseball. That's not going away. People are going to try to get advantages. Are the umpires maybe starting to wise up about how pitchers are attacking this?
You know, I think that the umpires, they might be getting a little, like, sensitive to what, I guess, the sticky stuff, quote-unquote. Because, look, whenever I pitched, I used nothing but rosin. You know, I never used fine tar, never did any – I couldn't doctor. My ball moved too much, so I couldn't, you know, take a chance of it having moved more. And so, you know, I just used rosin. But sweat and rosin for me, which was right behind the mound, legal and everything and all aspects of it, was it got so sticky on me. Like, I mean, it would get so sticky to where, like, I had it on my forearms, on both of my arms, to where after a start, 4 days later, 3 days later, you know, shower and everything, I still had, like, tat on my arm. And so, you know, I think that's where we got to get to a little bit of a resolve with, like, okay, as long as it's not, like, you know, we're putting pine tar, we're not scuffing balls. But, you know, honestly, I think right now, if it was the way it is, and from what I understood, you know, there were, you know, some of the guys that you mentioned that got in trouble, it was just rosin. I know if it's that sticky or if they're being that sensitive to it, I would have gotten in trouble because rosin was really sticky for me, and it was all I ever needed. I didn't need anything else. So, you know, we got to, I guess, kind of come up with more of a metric of what is going to be okay. I mean, we do have to have some sort of grip. I think that it's gotten out of hand with the way they're kind of going about this because, you know, if that's the case, I like pats on the ball, not to trying to manipulate it, but simply just trying to hold on to the ball. I mean, there's some places that you go that the ball's slick, you know, and it becomes like a safety issue. I don't want the ball flying around busting people in the ear hole, you know, and then if it's this stringent, then okay, well, then why do hitters get to use, you know, pine tar on their bats? Why? Because they can hold on to the bat. You know, that's just simply the reason. Well, it's kind of the same thing more so from the pitcher side. You know, I think, you know, it's everything's within, you know, a degree of, okay, is it okay? Is it the next thing you know, the guy's cheating? And it's like, well, you know, is he cheating or is he just trying to get tack on the ball, which is something that should be good for baseball anyway because he adds control to it. But I think where people, you know, it's all in, I guess, what, moderation. You know, I mean, everybody starts to use, you know, pine tar and flick up the ball, and I never saw the benefit of it, but, you know, for whatever reason, some guys do it.
Well, I guess what Lance was trying to ask you in a roundabout way, are the Yankees the biggest cheaters ever in baseball history? Okay. What did you think of Judge?
Yeah.
And what he did?
You saw the did you see the videos of him peeking? I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it wasn't peeking at catcher. It was looking to the dugout, and apparently Buck Martinez and Dan Shulman, by the way, highly regarded baseball people, said that had happened previously, not just the same at bat where it happened multiple times, but in a previous at bat as well. That's clearly something where he's getting something from the dugout, isn't it? Let's be real.
I would think so. I mean, the guy that's going to be throwing the ball is looking in the other direction, right? So what are you looking at over there? I mean, but like, I feel like I'm like probably like one of the last of the old school ball players in the sense of where when a guy did that, you just ear hold him. You know what I mean? You policed it yourself, but you know, now you can't even throw inside without them giving warning. So, you know, and that's where hitters get more comfortable and they think they're able to do stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, a guy peeks on you, you know, put it right in the shoulder blades. I mean, you know, remember back in the day when Ryan pitched, if that ever happened, you know, the guy was getting hit in the ear hole. Nobody peeked on him.
No. And he wasn't peeking at the catcher, and people keep on talking. Peeking used to be at the catcher. For whatever reason, he's looking at the dugout for some kind of sign.
Well, he said it was because people were talking too much.
Yeah, people were talking.
He's getting it over there, and somebody, whether they whistle or whether they say judge first, well, doesn't matter. He's still peeking or stealing a sign or something. So, yeah, I mean, I think that once you get a guy like that doing that a couple times, you know, gets a couple ear hole shots, probably stops looking in the dugout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's just the way we used to play.
What is your lineup?
And it is legal. By the way, it is legal to steal signs. It's also inside of baseball, the way baseball does it, that, hey, if you start taking these liberties, we're going – and that's in other sports, too. I know everyone likes to act like it's just – but there's some things in football that they don't put up with in terms of going low, certain types of cut blocks.
Yeah.
There's stuff in basketball where they think, okay, you step over me now. You can dunk and celebrate, but you step over me, you kind of cross the line from a manhood standpoint. There are certain things in other sports, too, that are considered out of bounds. But for some reason, baseball is the only one that people say, oh, you're unwritten rules. No, okay. Yeah, it's not illegal for you to steal signs, but if you do, it's also
guess
not.
What?
It's inside of our code we have a code too.
Yeah. Well, without a doubt, and that's where, like, you know, some of these rule changes that have kind of happened, even where, you know, like taking the guy out at second, you know, stuff like that. You know, that look, we used to police it ourselves. You know what I mean? And I think that when you start getting the, you know, powers that be trying to police it for you, then everything gets oversensitized, everything gets dramatized, and then you start to lose a little bit of essence of the game. You know, I think that's one of those things where it's like, yeah, unwritten rule. I think, you know, as ball players, we should go out there and handle it ourselves. And but you know, what's to prevent him from peeking or getting a sign from the dugout right now anyway, because there's too much of a variable to say, well, is he getting the sign? If he's not getting the sign, well, the fact of the matter is he probably is getting the sign. He's not looking at the pitcher. And there's no reason for him to be going to the dugout every pitch. So, yeah, I think we should be able to police it ourselves.
Absolutely. That's Clay Hensley with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, seven-year Major League Pro, World Series champ, and AT&T Sportsnet Southwest
analyst. Did you ever win a World Series championship, even though you got multiple rings from Ring Day, John? Did you ever win one?
Yeah.
Clay has a real ring.
No, he's got...
You have... Jim Crane's bought all your rings.
Jim Crane did buy my ring, okay? Yeah. And the owner...
It was Fromber ring yesterday.
It was...
Well, hey, in your defense on this one, I got one with Houston from last year. And, you know what? I'm just about as proud of it as I am the one in San Fran that I actually played for, because it's pretty cool.
How nice... Cool, by the way, how nice... Have you ever seen... One of the rings that they give away, those things are heavy.
No,
like
no,
they're
yeah.
like
I've been grabbing those for my kids, man. They got some weight to them.
They're like no, real rings.
They're like real rings, and you know what? Yeah. They're like $5
to
hey,
make.
You know what's funnier? Hey, check this out. So my son plays baseball, and he plays with the travel team on these perfect game tournaments and stuff. He's won a couple tournaments in the last year, and they give out rings like that.
No way. Well, yeah,
like he showed me, he's got like 8 of them, and I'm like, dude, those look like real rings.
Those, I know. Well, you can make them for whatever reason.
Well,
that
maybe
metal
if you make
is...
it, because maybe if you make it in the bulk that Jim Crane's doing,
yeah,
I bet you can't get it for $5.
No. Jim Crane could get it for $5 or these tournaments, whatever.
He's buying hundreds of thousands of rings every year.
I know. How about it? All right,
crazy.
Clay, man, we appreciate it. This is fun. 1-7 of 8 now. This team is on a roll and beaten. Bad teams, which is something that they've struggled with. So,
and
got the A's coming in, which
bad
is the worst.
Bad teams need love, too.
Listen, this is the worst.
From the Astros.
They better sweep this one, because this is one of the worst teams in Major League history that's coming to town this weekend. So
I know. But, hey, those are the teams that you got to still be careful for, man, because they're fighting for jobs over there. So, they come in town, and I wouldn't take them lightly, but, yes, it's the team they should beat, and get another sweep under the belt, man. I think there's going to be, on a roll right after that.
Well, and historically, this is the team that the Astros struggle with. I mean, because they get up for the biggest teams, and for whatever reason, they play down, although they did take care of that Cub business. Love that. Hey, Clay, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Time to talk about Craig DeCerf now.
Yeah, time to talk about some of the offers they have going on over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And Craig DeCerf, Rick Drenner, the entire crew over there, they make sure that they are finding you the best options for you. What is it that you want? What's best for you? You're the one who really determines that, and they help put you in the right direction. If you are looking for a vehicle that has a very classy design on the interior and the exterior, but you don't need something too big, let's say you were a five-person family, and now you're four. Maybe somebody moved out, or you've got kid that went to college, has their own car. Maybe you want to go from a larger SUV to a smaller one. How about the new 2024 Encore GX? It's got the first ever, it features the first ever Encore GX Avenir, which is a really cool model of this Encore. And you can see all the great vehicle details when you go online to LanceZCars.com. It's arriving this month, so you'll be able to check it out. Standard suite of advanced safety and driver assistance features available. All-wheel drive. They've got 11-inch diagonal infotainment screen, the largest in its class. So these new vehicles have brand new setups and situations for you on the exterior and interior. And Buick is one of the very best at that. If you've never been inside a Buick, you'll be amazed at how beautiful it is on the inside. So that's just one of the vehicles that you need to be looking into at LanceZCars.com. All the programs they have, or some of the programs they have actually, are available online. But to get a full list of programs you're looking for, whether it's a purchase or a lease, you can just head on down to Angleton or give them a call, or just start the shopping process online at LanceZCars.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.